There's nothing like jumping in the water. You know, for some people, the minute the ice is out, they're already out water skiing with their big ski boats.
They are nuts.
That is the land of 10,000 lakes, and that's the story by Brad Paisley. He's got so many fun songs. Mm-hmm. And he played the entire night at that Alzheimer's fundraiser in Nashville, and they raised over $300,000 for Alzheimer's research.
That is awesome. My favorite song by him is Mud on the Tires.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's so many. He is just such a sweetheart. And he stayed and played with everybody.
Wow.
Just
no ego, just
nothing.
Just a guy.
Nothing.
Yep. Love
and
that.
And his wife was just terrific, and everybody that we met was just incredible for the Alzheimer's big event that was in Nashville this last October. I don't know what they're going to do this year, if they can pull off something virtual, I guess, since that's where we're at right now.
Well, hopefully that'll end soon.
Anyway, Chuck and John on Bob FM with the one and only Terry Train.
Terry Train.
And I know that Hertz is on here somewhere as well. We got him on
Zoom. He's right there. He's right there on Zoom. I see him. He's in the studio. He's got a pretty magnificent studio, by the way.
Well, look at that. Well,
thank you very much, gentlemen. Although I got a little confused this morning when I thought we were going to be doing a old-timers association fundraiser. I figured we'd, and then I found out it was Alzheimer's.
Yes.
I'm
glad you're with us.
I thought I was going to have gas money to get down there, but now I have to stay home.
No such luck.
Well, we miss you. The food is coming in from Chick-fil-A.
Is it here?
Should be here very shortly. And so many other guests. We're about 10 minutes away from Jim Rich and Fox 9 Sports as well. And Fox 9 Morning Show is here. And Mac is here, and we got so many other people. Rob Sherwood is going to be on this hour. Chuck Britton is coming on this hour. And then we're going to have Pat McKay next hour, mm-hmm. and Mike Rivers and Hertz and your mom. We're going to we're going to unveil all of that and interviews with the Alzheimer's Association for the Longest Day, a fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Association of Minnesota and North Dakota. So there you go.
Amen, brother.
Here
Amen.
We are. So thanks, Hertz, for being here. Terry, it's great to finally get a chance to sit down and put a face with a voice.
Well, to meet.
You know, just
to meet you guys. Yeah,
how can awesome. That be? How could we be in the same town for all these years? I did 33 years in the morning. And you did, what, about 33 at KQ?
Yeah.
And I only did 20-something, so I feel like the child in the
park. You are. You are.
Yeah.
And we never met. But here we are on Bob.
But we knew your voice, Terry Train.
The summer surprise. Yeah. Well, that's the great thing about radio, isn't it? People can get attached to the voice.
Just, you just love radio.
720.
You know, we don't know each other by face, but if we shut the lights off and just start talking, now we know who that is.
Well, don't say that to me. I mean, maybe I know you by your smell, but I don't know you by your touch, I can tell you.
Listen to Total Country Bob FM anytime, anywhere, online at mybobcountry.com. Thanks to Aurora Asphalt and Concrete.
Prize on Bob FM to shine a light on Alzheimer's, featuring a whole bunch of Minnesota broadcast legends.
Hello, Chuck, and hello, John, and hello, all listeners throughout the entire Twin Cities area. How you guys doing? It's a rhetorical question, but I thought I'd ask. I'm doing fine. Thanks to technology and COVID-19, I too have been doing my show from home the past 2 or 3 months in my living room. I'm literally in the morning sitting here talking to my wall. Took some getting used to. It's all been a challenge, but you know, every challenge makes us better. And listen, what you guys are doing right now is a darn good thing. I want to give a shout out to all my esteemed colleagues. On the dais today, we got Pat McCabe, Bob Lang, Rob Sherwood, my old buddy Charlie Brown, Orly Knutson. Hey there, Mr. Knutson, how you doing? And two Don Blue. Good grief, good memories from KDWB. My first time on the air in the Twin Cities was, it was at KSTP. I was hired by Mark Driscoll. Chuck, I believe you were doing the mornings. I can't remember the year, but I know that the Mary Tyler Moore Show was on prime time. Hold on 1 second. What year was the Mary Tyler Moore Show on TV?
According to Britannica, Mary Tyler Moore Show, American television situation comedy, aired on the Columbia Broadcasting System for 7 seasons, 1970 to 77.
It had to be around, I'm thinking around 75. Yeah, so that was my first taste. Well, Minnesota nights. I love Minnesota, I truly do. It's a beautiful state. A lot of lakes. Very cold. Some of my fond memories on the air there, I really can't discuss, can't talk about that one either. Yeah, but I remember doing the show. We broadcast an entire week or maybe two from the fairgrounds, the state fair. And I was amazed at the size of the crowds. First of all, at the state fair, maybe 1975. I remember that, President Jimmy Carter's little brother, Billy, showed up with a couple of cases of Billy Beer. So I remember Billy Carter, Billy Beer, and I also remember George Benson stopping by our broadcast facility. And I was amazed because we had, we broadcasted out of a real nice double-wide trailer. So KSTP, and then I also did a little tour at KDWB in the Twin Cities there. My youngest daughter, Christy, was born in St. Paul. A lot of great memories. And I want to give a shout out to the Alzheimer's Association Minnesota North Dakota chapter. I know that Chuck Knapp is doing a good job for you. You know, kids, we're at the mercy of a lot of crazy right now. It's like I tell all my listeners on WCVU here in Southwest Florida. We stream at WCVU.com. I do the morning show from 7 till 10. We're at the mercy of a lot of crazy. Right now, we need a lot of common sense and a little bit of soap. Okay, I'm going to share another adventure with you. Whether you like it or not, in a couple of minutes, let's take a pause for the cause.
Hi, this is Dolly Parton, and you're bobbing up with Chuck and John on Bob FM.
Thank you, sweetheart. Isn't she wonderful?
That's the one I like the most right there.
I can't wait for my Dolly Parton statue to arrive in the mail.
She said my name.
Ooh. We are on with the train, the Terry train. Chuck and John on Bob FM. Here is Aaron Tippin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
in all of my Facebook communications prior to the summer surprise here on Bob this morning, people were talking to me about doing something patriotic. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to get Aaron Tippin where the stars and stripes and eagles fly right here on Bob FM with Terry Train.
Hi.
Hi. And John Engen.
Good morning.
The Napper and someone that we watch from his basement on Fox 9.
My favorite sports guy in the entire world. Not just putting frosting on this thing. This is my favorite sports guy. Good morning, Jim Rich. How you doing?
Real great, boys. Real great. This is so awesome to have you guys all back together again. It's, it just kind of warms your heart hearing you guys hanging out. Although I don't know if I like you guys are peeking in my basement every night.
Well, you got to turn the camera off every once in a while, man, and do it, you know, after you get off the air too, because we've been watching you 24/7 these days.
Yeah, are you?
That's the problem. I got to find that switch.
You a pinball wizard, Jim?
I like pinball. Yeah, that's a pinball machine back there, a 1972 Olympic hockey.
Ooh,
made by William.
A classic there.
Wow.
Yeah. The old flippers and the bells and the wheels, no electronics on that one.
Man, you're back in the Walter Busch era with the North Stars at the Met Center and the Stanley Cup and Dino Ciccarelli
and
Bobby Smith and all of those guys. What an unbelievable team we had that we lost to Dallas, and now, of course, we've got the Wild. Are we going to have any kind of a hockey season?
Come on, tell us yes, or at least lie to us, okay?
Well, it sounds like they're getting close to playing hockey. They want to start training camp here in July, but I don't know. I think it's almost getting too far down the road, because then when do you start the next season if they're playing into September trying to finish this year? So they're going to have to bite the bullet sometime, but for now they want to try to get this season in and give someone that Stanley Cup.
Is there any chance that we could have Major League Baseball this year?
Boy, have you ever seen two sides fight? This is like when you and John had your contract negotiation.
It was
the
plot
over every dime.
It was so
I need a softer chair to read the news, and the light bulbs aren't the right wattage. I mean, these guys are fighting over everything over there.
And I'm so tired of watching TV and watching the Twins back in 1969. You know, some of they rerun all those old ones. Please, no!
Now, I take it we are going to have the Lynx. It sounds like from listening to Cheryl Reeves, like we are going to get the Lynx.
Yes, they've got that squared away. The players have signed off on all the proposals. And so they will play in Bradenton, Florida at the IMG Academy. All 12 teams will go there. They'll play a 22-game season and the playoffs, and they've got it all mapped out, and
wow,
they're ready to go. They play nicely, apparently, in the WNBA.
Well, okay.
Ladies.
That's, and what else are we forgetting? Well, oh, how about the NFL?
Yeah.
I think they will play no matter what. I mean, Goodell and the owners have already had the draft when everybody said they shouldn't have had it, and they had free agency when everybody said, oh, it's a bad optic. Don't be talking about millions of dollars. Well, people were out. But you know what? People need that diversion. They need sports in their lives.
Yeah.
You know, they need to have something that pulls communities together. And when the Twins play well, you walk into work the next day with a little lighter step if you're a Twins fan. You know, you're pretty excited about things. You want to talk to your coworkers about it.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of why we need the Gophers and the Vikings back. So we can kind of pull ourselves together here.
A reason to live.
Yeah, no, really.
That's exactly right.
You know, so that's pathetic.
Sports is a wonderful diversion. You said it so well. What, is St. Thomas going to go D1 then or what?
Well, they got to wait a year now, apparently, what the NCAA did to them. But then they said, well, you can apply for a waiver. So I'm not quite sure what that means. Why don't they say yes or no? But I think eventually they'll get there, and I think there'll be an interesting program in the market. I don't know how they're going if they go D1 football. It has to be bigger eventually. I don't know how they're going to squeeze it into that neighborhood. They're upset when somebody tries to park a car around that campus for the neighbors. So I don't know how they're going to look forward to 30,000 people coming for a football game on Saturdays. We'll have to see how that works out.
It's been a strange and unusual time, and we've been absent from the sporting scene for a long time. If I could be anywhere besides the Twin Cities this weekend for Father's Day, I can tell you I'd be in Talladega.
Yeah, they're letting some fans in. Maybe you should hop a jet and go down there, you know. I'm sure you still have the one you had from your radio career at your disposal, right?
Well, that was Mr. Hubbard's.
That's right.
He was kind enough to let me use that a time or two. But I'm, you know, in the Ozarks, I'm driving distance from Alabama.
That would be good. And, well, you at least could watch it on Fox 9 this Sunday.
Yeah.
So we got that squared away for you.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing, boys. I'll tell you, it's a great thing. It's good to have you on this morning. Any other sports little tidbits? Normally you would come up with something that no one knew about.
Just that, you know, the Vikings and how they're doing this virtual learning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you guys picture Mike Zimmer actually sitting down at a computer and talking to a big Zoom conference, a bunch of eyeballs staring at him?
No.
I would really love to be there when he tries to do that from his ranch in the morning.
Oh, it's
and,
funny.
Get his points across. But he says he's figured it out. We'll see. But that's the one I'd want to see is Coach Zimmer conducting a Zoom interview. I think that would be great.
Thank you for being on with us this morning. It's great to hear and watch you
Jim,
on
you.
Fox 9 Sports, Jim Rich. We love you, man. It's you've been out there working for a long, long time doing the sports scene in this town.
I don't, you think I get it right one of these nights.
Yeah, have you got a favorite summertime song?
I just told you before the break. Can you remind me what that one was again?
He remembers scores, but he does not remember songs.
Summertime Blues.
That's it.
That's the one.
It was right on the tip of my tongue.
On Bob FM.
Thanks, Jim.
I'm a goner in the fuss. I'm a goner in the holler.
Well, we remember the original by Eddie Cochran.
Oh,
and
yes.
I think, Terry, he was, Eddie Cochran was born in Mankato or somewhere. Albert Lee.
Oh, really?
And,
I didn't know that.
He was just there until he was robbed from the cradle, and I think he wound up in Texas or in California.
Oh.
There are people that follow Eddie Cochran much closer than I did, but I remember the original. But that's a great remake by Alan Jackson on Bob FM. So we're 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. It's Friday morning. The Alzheimer's Association is going to be with us all morning long. In fact, if you go to mybobcountry.com, you can click on the donate button, and you will be able to make a small contribution. It's not a lot. I mean, with so many people that have been out of work, It's difficult to ask people to give, but if each person could just give a little tiny bit for Alzheimer's research, that would really be spectacular. And John Engen is here, Pastor John.
Good Chuck morning, John. Everybody. You doing okay?
You want to take an offering? What would you like
to
do?
I do want to take an offering. If we can do it, we'll do it right now. And then again.
So we're here until 10 o'clock, and we have an all-star lineup. It's nice for Terry to come in. Rob Sherwood is going to be on. This is kind of like, where are they now? What happened to those voices?
It's more like, are they still alive? I'm surprised that they're still alive.
Well, in the living flesh. In fact, if you want to call and leave us a text message and request a song or give us any kind of a message, 763-450-0100 is the number here at Bob FM. And that's what we're doing. We're playing summer songs. And speaking of which, this is the song Pontoon. Everybody's got a pontoon. Every lake, every family. We are on Bob FM, and we are live with Shane Wells and the Fox 9 Morning Crew. So anybody that can wave to the listeners and wave to the viewers of Fox 9, we just had Jim Rich on with the sports on Bob. It's Chuck and John. John, you're there.
Yes, I'm here, but I'm not on TV.
Well, you are.
Oh, I am on TV?
I hate to break it. Turn around, man.
This is a bad idea. This is a really bad idea.
Who signed on for this?
We did. It's called a summer surprise on Bob FM, and it's really about bringing back some old voices that have been on the Twin Cities for a long while. Not that I would call Terry Train old, but 30-plus years KQ, and she's here with us, and John and myself at 33 years in Morning Drive Radio, and we're all just doing this hopefully to brighten everybody's day just a little bit. It's the first day of summer tomorrow. It's Father's Day weekend. Alzheimer's Association of Minnesota and North Dakota, we get to do a little fundraising for them. And we're just delighted to be back after 50-some years and now kind of sitting on the sidelines for the last half a dozen or so.
How does it feel? Is it like riding a bike? Was this easy for you to jump back in here?
You know, once the warrant for my arrest got cleared up,
right.
I was able to be released from the Arkansas Correctional Facility where they tried to send me to Shakopee only to realize, wait a minute, he's a man. That doesn't work at Shakopee. And so they sent me to Bob FM in the morning with John Engen and the whole cast and crew. And we're delighted to have Fox 9 with us this morning.
And we're delighted to be part of this, too, because, again, for a good cause and so fun. We have 30 seconds left.
Sure.
You two are reunited again for the first time in quite some time. Do you have a favorite memory? I know that's a thing to spring on you here, but you always have such good stories in radio.
Well, I just think that attending his daughter's wedding might have been one of the top. That wasn't actually happening on the air, but it was, he was officiating. Isn't that what you call it?
I was doing that. Yeah,
he was telling them they were going to get married, which was kind of a surprise to them. But we were all there and we had a wonderful time. And
you officiated your own daughter's wedding?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Chuck wore a red nose, if I remember correctly.
I had a Rudolph nose. It was just a little levity.
Was it Christmas?
Or at least I thought
Actually, it was around Christmas. Okay. It was in December. It was. Okay. It fit. Yep.
So, but John and I have been together for 14, 15 years. And it is, once you do this for 50 years, then it's so easy to come back. And we're so delighted to come back to Bob for one day and say hi to everybody and just say, how y'all doing out there? Everybody's going to be okay. America's going to survive. We are looking better. We will get stronger. We will learn from the things we've been through. And this is going to be a better country than it's ever been before. That's my hope and my prayer for the future of America, and especially here in the Twin Cities that I dearly love.
Well, I think this today will be cathartic for everyone, for you guys, for people listening. They're going to be on the air until 10 a.m. Bob FM. Also, if you want to donate, ALZ.org. And I always get this from mybobcountry.com is another spot that you can go and check it out and be part of this. So tune in. Again, we say it's okay. You can listen to Fox 9 and Bob FM.
Yes. Hi, Alex and everybody. Good to see you.
Yep.
Thank you, Shane. Great to be on the morning show.
Oh, man, that's fun. That's very fun.
Nice. So we're about 11 minutes before 8 o'clock. Do we have Rob Sherwood yet?
Are you kidding me? It's 11 before 8 already?
Do we have Rob Sherwood on the phone?
No, not yet. He's not here yet.
Okay.
No.
We're going to get Rob on the phone. Yes, they're unhooking me from the Channel 9 microphone. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought I got to keep that.
You helped us.
You got to keep what?
You're going to be around the rest of the morning a little bit?
I think we're still on the air, Chuck. So
a couple other cut-ins.
I'm just going to mention that we're still on the air.
Oh, are we on the air?
Yeah, we certainly are.
Oh, it's 10 minutes before.
Chuck has a tendency to drift these days.
Well, what do you mean these days? We're just waiting on...
We're going to hit the ditches.
We are going to have the True Don Blue on this morning.
I asked a friend of mine, do you remember True Don Blue? And she goes, I have your Bippy t-shirt.
Uh-huh. Well,
was that one of his t-shirts? Or?
Yeah, we're going to ask him about that. But right now, we want to say good morning on Bob FM to Rob Sherwood.
Oh, man.
Hey, you.
I'm here.
You are here.
Ay, caramba, Rob Sherwood.
And so we've got John Engen.
Yes, good morning,
Chuck,
sir.
And John.
Yeah.
And then we also have Terry Train is in the studio with us.
The whole gang is there.
Yeah. Now it's more complete because you're with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And a cast of maybe 20 people. It's really a tremendous morning for Alzheimer's research. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But I think, Terry, do you have a story about Rob Sherwood?
Actually, I do. We've never met.
I was warned about this yesterday, but I don't know what the story is.
Well,
so.
It's nothing bad.
Are you sitting down?
I didn't sleep all night, so let's hear it.
Don't nod off now. You'll want to hear the story.
Not one of those. You were with KDWB, and you played with the KDWB Super Shooters. Do you remember that? You had a basketball team?
Sure,
and you came to Delano, and it was like huge. I mean, it's like KDWB's coming to Delano. And so your promo was, "What Does Della Know?" Mm-hmm. Which I thought was brilliant.
It's an old song. Yeah.
And so anyway, you, after the game, you gave me a Yes album, and it was like not for airplay or something. It had some sticker on it, and I'm like, I don't really know who this. I didn't say it to you. I was like in awe, and I have it somewhere still. And I don't think it matches any of their albums, so I'm not really sure what it was. But anyway, that's my memory of you, Rob, and I'll never forget it.
People have a habit of getting things from me and keeping them forever. I'm sure you know Mesa Kincaid. She was a famous name in the city and passed away, unfortunately.
Her daughter worked at the station, was an intern there. I didn't actually ever get to meet her, but I loved her work. She was really fun.
The best, yeah.
Well, when I hired her the first time at U100, after I made the deal, we were in my office, which was down in the basement. And when she tried to take the door to leave, now she had been hired, the doorknob fell off and the door was closed. She couldn't get out.
So you've got her locked in your office.
In the office.
So right away she says, oh, no. You know, she had this look on her face like, oh, is this the casting couch? What's going on here? You know, well,
by the way,
the engineer had to take the door off the hinges to get her free.
Maybe that was a sign.
The funny thing is, she carried that doorknob in her purse for years afterwards.
You're kidding me.
It was her good luck charm.
Yeah.
Say, for those of you who have never heard of U100, it had a magnificent 2-year run.
Yeah.
What a station.
It was in, it was out, it was done, but it was the best.
Oh, fun.
But now, of course, we would say that she carried her knob to Bob. I lost my knob.
I tell you something, when I think of the radio that I did, not so much in Twin Cities, but out west, when I was in San Francisco and California and Washington, I couldn't do that show today. I couldn't do it.
Why?
I would be... Well, because the humor would just not be accepted. I mean,
it was rather irreverent at times.
Well, beyond irreverent, you know. I mean, every rule that we hear about every day on television, I broke. And like I was telling somebody, I left radio in 1993.
Where'd you go?
I I went a lot of places. But I jollied around for a while, and then I decided, you know what I've always wanted to do is I always wanted to do theater.
Yeah.
I did a lot of theater, even in the old days, but radio days. But working at night a lot, I didn't get a chance to do a lot of plays. So that's what I did. Until I retired for good in 2003.
And now where are you?
Well, most of the time I'm in Montreal.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
in Canada, but I'm visiting my family in just northern Minnesota, Duluth.
Oh, well.
Do you speak French then?
No, I don't. You pick up some things, but here's my French. Oh,
hey, we know the same language. I get that phrase all the time.
Very sexy. Yeah.
I did find a summer song with your name on it.
What is it?
Well, we were talking about a Gershwin song, were we not?
Yeah, that's right. Summertime and the living is easy.
Well, that's it, and we're going to play that. Now, we got a Willie version. This is mybobcountry.com. So I don't have the opera from Porgy and Bess.
Hey, that's all right, though. He would do a good job on it.
Yep.
Yeah. I can see that.
Well, thank you for being on with us, Rob. And
I just wanted to say one thing, to some of the other guys that will be on there and everything. You know what? I never liked any of them.
Rob Sherwood.
None of them were very nice. I don't, you know. That's it.
You're a good one. Thank you for gracing the airwaves for the summer surprise on Bob FM. Huh? You're a keeper.
Yeah.
Everything Donut said about you was true, Rob.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Little baby, don't you cry.
What do you call a horny stoner? On 420, I had to.
Yeah, why are you looking at me? I don't know. What do you call a horny stoner?
A weed whacker.
It's me, Robbie, baby, trying to satisfy some innermost ache in my body with Olivia Newton-John, for whom I have an eternal flame burning in my belly button. And I love it. I can get any Jesse Blue from the LP. It will shine.
What a voice, what a show, Rob Sherwood, calling in from the Norwegian Riviera up in the Duluth area.
Man, the memories that came crashing back with that little thing.
Yeah. No wonder he said he needed energy.
I'm telling you.
You know, U100 was the first time I heard Michael J.
Yeah.
I had never heard him before.
Yeah, Donuts was there, and then he got hired by KS95.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd been there for about 2 years when I finally landed there.
I want to ask if he was a bit of a handful, but then you showed up, and that was a trouble. I always said that working for Chuck was like taking two Dobermans for a walk for 5 hours every day.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't
hear
you.
You were being pulled off in a dozen different directions. Oh man, what a time
that was. There must be a short in your microphone.
Uh-huh. I've heard that before.
I just want to jump in and mention the key word of the day. This is for the Sea-Doo, right?
We can all win this.
Yeah.
Well, John, you can't.
Actually, see, I work on Saturdays on Bob, which technically qualifies me as staff.
Correct.
Yes. But the key word is, you're going to need to know this afternoon.
Correct.
Because what time are we doing it this afternoon?
Well, if you go online, under the contest tab, and enter the keyword country.
Country.
That's your keyword for today. You enter the keyword country online.
As in total country.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, it's amazing how that works out, isn't it?
Yeah.
You enter that on, then you listen at 4:20. Kirby is going to announce the next winning name in the Waves of Freedom giveaway.
And then you're all going to get together at some point when you've gotten all the qualifiers.
Saturday, July 11th at the Cub Foods in Coon Rapids.
My birthday!
Oh, my goodness. There's the winner now. John Engen from Bob FM. The
Johnny
winner of
Boy
the brand
the
new
win.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG.
Correct.
Summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis St. Paul. Bob FM. Home of the Sea-Doo Spark Waves of Freedom giveaway.
All right, time for the news. It's 8:02 well, on Bob FM.
I mentioned it earlier this morning. I'm going to do it again, that if you have a loved one that is locked down into a long-term facility such as a nursing care center, you get to go see them. The state has decided that it's okay that you have time with your relatives and your friends. So go in. Talk to them. You've been long distancing. I actually have some friends who have set up lawn chairs outside so somebody could open up their window and talk to grandma.
Yep.
Now you can actually go inside. Thank you, Minnesota, for letting us go see those folks. And one other quick note. Your gas prices are going up. AAA says you might want to add a little extra cash to your pocketbook. It has gone up 25 cents since last week. You're going to see it high. We're $2 now, plus.
Yeah, but that's still a fraction of what it was a couple of years ago, a year ago.
When I was in California just a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, tell me $5?
No, well, that's if you're in Baker, California. That's like $5.75. It's just nuts. I'm not kidding. It's nuts. But Bakersfield, California was selling gas for $2.35, and these guys were having religious moments together pumping gas into their cars.
Wow.
Every big vehicle, you know, the 10-cylinder Hemis were out there. These guys were pumping them in and driving them all up and down the hillsides.
That's good.
Oh, it was sweet to see.
No wonder they're doing 100 miles an hour.
As far as our weather is concerned, you're going to get warm again. We'll do some 80s today. How about that?
Hot.
Want some 80s? You got them. You're going to get a little rain possibly tomorrow afternoon. That's going to be a 50% chance of rain. We're only in the 70s. And then comes Sunday, which is Father's Day.
Ooh.
When you're giving Daddy that awful tie,
there's
a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms back into the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
So, hot. Hot in the city.
Oh, yeah.
Summertime with Bob FM. Chuck and John on Bob.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. Well,
Chuck and John in the morning. Bob FM.
Now back to Bob FM's Summer Surprise with Chuck and John and a whole bunch of Minnesota broadcast legends. To shine a light on Alzheimer's, you can donate now at mybobcountry.com.
Total Country Bob FM.
You want Hunter Elton John and a Crocodile Rock. Like the Alligator Shuffle, it's all right. I'm Pat McKay at 1251. And now, the moment of truth has arrived after I read this. Is it Crocodile Rock Elton John or is it a grand championship for Led Zeppelin and Stairway to Heaven?
You won!
And now, for the grand championship from St. Paul. What is it, Steve? Stairway to Heaven or the Crocodile Rock?
One heck of a song. Bring out the champagne. 348 Led Zeppelin, Crocodile Rock, 141. You got a new grand champion.
How you doing, buddy? Pat McKay, how are you?
I was only 18 then. That's my excuse. What are you guys using?
Well, you know, we just had Rob Sherwood on, and of course, you guys worked together, I think, at U100. Were you there at the same time with him?
Oh, yeah. We worked together for several years, yeah. I missed it. I just got up a couple of minutes ago. How's he doing?
He's very well. He's a sick individual. Yes, very sick individual in his head.
Okay.
And
so nothing has changed.
So, yeah,
no,
everything
not at
is
all.
The same for Rob.
Yeah.
But we want to really talk about you, Pat. Pat McKay, right here on Bob FM, part of the Summer Surprise. What do you think?
Oh, this is a lot of fun. A lot of fun and for a great cause. I'm so excited to be a part of this. When I was asked, it was like a super, super big group. Look at all these people.
Is there any place that you didn't work? You worked every market from Wilmer to New York City.
Yeah, no. It was it was a long run, and then it's been a long run since. So yeah, I had a really, really good long career. It was a lot of fun.
Is it over?
Yeah, I haven't. I'm working for a company called GovMint that sells gold and silver now. So I still talk for a living, but much different way.
Can we have? Do you have some free silver, some free gold for Chuck and John?
Can we get some samples here?
And Terry.
Yeah.
Train and,
so what's the weather like right now?
It's gold. It's solid gold. The solid gold weekend on Bob FM. We just wanted to catch up with you and say hello and just listen to you talk. If you've got a radio story or some special memory, this would be the time to pop it on Bob FM.
Well, I do have a story, and I tried to think of a way to shorten it, but I think it shows you not only the bond you have with your listeners, but how radio affects your life. I was working at a station called WOKY in Milwaukee, and Chuck, you know a guy named Jimmy Brown.
I worked with Jim Brown.
I know you did. I think, was it St. Louis?
Yeah, WIL, yeah.
And great, just a great guy. I met a guy named Dave Mann when I worked there. We got to be real tight. Then I went to Philadelphia. He went to Jacksonville. He invited me down to Jacksonville to go on a vacation, and his general manager offered me a job. And then we got offered a job as a team at a station called Q105 in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And there I met a woman when I was emceeing remember the movie American Gigolo?
Yeah.
American Gigolo dance contest. And so because I met and became friends with Dave Mann, I wound up marrying my wife of almost 38 years.
Beautiful.
Wow.
And you dance every night in the kitchen to country music.
Well, she passed about 3.5 years ago, but
sorry.
We had a phenomenal run.
Yep.
So we have two kids and 5 grandkids.
Wow. Beautiful. And where are you now?
I'm in St. Paul. In fact, if you know the Mears Park area,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at Mears Park out my window.
Yeah. Are there a lot of people camped out there right now?
The
a lot
park's
of tents?
Very, very busy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what's going on these days. But it's good to have you on. It's good to catch up with you, to hear your voice, to be a part of the Bob Summer Surprise.
Okay. And next time, a later air check when I'm a little older.
Well, we got a lot of stations to choose from for a lot of stories, that's for sure. Have you got a summertime song that comes to mind for you?
You know, I had one that I suggested, but I think somebody else is going to use it.
Okay.
So my other one was Summer Breeze by Seals and Crofts.
We got it.
My goodness.
All right.
Are we telepathic or what?
Oh, my goodness. Or did our prep work, I guess.
Thank you, Pat. Pat McKay.
Thank you.
Here with Chuck and John, Terry Train in studio. We have more guests coming up on Bob.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on the bright.
Hey, it's Mike Lamb from the Friday Night Party, heard on the Big Q stations. I'm happy and thrilled to be here on the special edition of the Chuck and John Show. During this time of isolation and craziness with all the coronavirus stuff going on, the protests and all this stuff that's happening, it's nice to know that summer is finally here and we can get together like this. And Chuck, I want you to know that you've been a great influence on my radio career over the years that started several decades ago in a small town of Ark City, Kansas, at a little radio station called KSOK. That was my first radio job. And after my 8-hour board shift every day and my date with the girl from Taco Bell, I would lay in bed at night listening to you on the Big 89 WLS and dream of big markets and big money. I specifically recall a show where you did a very clever intro and always had a touch of class. My one regret is that I never actually got to work with you in person. I think that's enough sucking up. So thanks for letting me hang out with you guys among this cascade of radio stars. I feel honored and privileged to be a part of this broadcast.
Well, we're happy to have you too as well. And thank you for you read that just like I wrote it. Was absolutely perfect. So Chuck and John on Bob FM.
Only a radio person would say cascade of radio stars.
Yes.
That's a radio line right there.
Well,
isn't it?
And cavalcade was another big
cavalcade.
One.
Yeah,
cavalcade. We're joined by Terry Train, the this morning. We've got Dan Hertzgard, and he's coming up in just a few minutes. Just really fun to hear from everybody. And so many more that will be on. There'll be a special interview with the Alzheimer's Association in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
We like that. And we'll have the true Don Blue will be on live from San Francisco. He was just here for about 3 weeks. He still has a lot of family.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
Oh, he hung around with him.
In the Minneapolis area. He's just a sweetheart. Yeah, he's so good. We have Danny Carpenter is coming on yet, and we have Wendy Paulson here from the...
And answering, that'll be my mom's number, 952-929.
We've got Dan on the line here.
Yeah, there he is.
Let's turn him down.
he's getting his mom.
Yeah.
He hasn't seen her in months. So your news this morning that people are going to be allowed to go and see their loved ones.
It's one of the reasons when that story came up, I thought, we got to read this.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people who's... folks are in long-term care,
yep,
or they have loved ones there, and we've not been able to talk to them, see them, or hug them. I don't know if you get to hug them yet, but at least you get to see them.
It's been really, well, you have to pretend you're going in to visit somebody in jail. They don't let you hug them there either.
Well, how about loneliness?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
We all know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God knows.
I mean, look at us. We're so happy to be socially acceptably distancing and still in the same studio.
I know.
Except this is, radio people, for the most part, are introverts, you know. You give us a plate of food in a corner and, man, we're happy.
No, I know, but you know what happens when you open the microphone on the red light. Light comes on.
Boom! It's time
to
play.
Whoa! There's the alter ego right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chuck and John, Terry Train is with us, and many more. It's 8:21 on Bob FM. Thank you for listening and for allowing us to come in and mess up your Friday morning. We're going to be here until 10 o'clock. And if you want to check us out on the website, mybobcountry.com is a place that you can do that.
Hello, this is Tom Thief from Vector Wealth Management, inviting you to tune into Minnesota Military.
Now back to the summer surprise on Bob FM to shine a light on Alzheimer's, featuring a whole bunch of Minnesota broadcast legends.
Summer Country Bob FM.
It is our pleasure to welcome this young lady, Jenna Fink, from the Alzheimer's Association of Minnesota and North Dakota. Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you on, Bob, and just to give us an idea of what it's like. We're promoting the longest day, which is a wonderful opportunity for people to give so that the research can hopefully create a breakthrough. And at some point, we're going to see white banners, white flags being carried. That's our prayer.
The longest day is our day of action with the Alzheimer's Association during our Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, which is June. So it aligns perfectly.
We're glad to have you on. And folks, if you want to donate just by going to mybobcountry.com, there's a donate button right there. And it'll go right to Alzheimer's. Or you have an additional way, don't you, for them to donate?
You can go to our website, and find information from our website, searching for teams and that. But hey, going to your website right there on Bob is a perfect way, because then you're getting linked to that Bob team.
Well, so many people are experiencing some kind of dementia, memory loss, Alzheimer's. We've often said that it ranks about the sixth largest killer, but there are many of us that believe that it's more like third, that it's underreported.
Mm-hmm.
It's vastly underreported. And as of right now, there is no cure, right?
That's correct. Yeah, there is no cure. There are, different treatments medications that can reduce kind of the symptoms of the disease and make someone live more independent longer, but there is no cure.
Yeah, we used one that helped our mom with the words, and she was able to actually choose the right words coming out of the box instead of choosing the wrong word for what she hoped. What she was trying to get to was the right word.
Right, exactly. And those challenges are part of our warning signs. You know, difficulty with word finding or, writing, decreased or poor judgment, making those decisions that maybe someone wouldn't have normally made with regard to, finances or, personal decisions and that. you know, driving as well, you know, making some judgment decisions with that, you know, are unsafe, or just something that, you know, problem-solving skills, just not able to, you know, maybe navigate quite as easily as well. So, you know, that's, it's more than just memory loss. You know, there are a lot of different, you know, warning signs, you know, to the disease.
This is John. I just had a quick question for you. How do we tell ourselves to actually tell ourselves the truth that maybe that's what's happening, rather than saying, well, they just forgot, or they're getting older, or, you know, some of those other elements? Because I think sometimes we tell ourselves other stories trying to excuse what may be actually happening.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I often talk with, you know, family members or, you know, people that have been diagnosed with the disease and kind of, you know, their stories of saying, you know, we kind of pushed it under the rug for too long, or now that a diagnosis has been made, we're really recognizing that this has actually happened for years. This was going on, you know, for years prior to when a diagnosis actually, you know, was given. You know, and it's really important that individuals talk to their doctor, you know, about these concerns or changes that might be happening. You know, talk to a doctor, just a family practice physician, and start opening up that conversation, because many of the warning signs can mimic other warning signs of other health complications. So it is really important to start that conversation, you know, at the doctor's office, and bring those concerns forward.
One of the things we have focused on is caregivers. And how many millions of caregivers are there in the U.S. these days? Do we know?
Yeah, so there are more than 5 million Americans that are living with Alzheimer's or another type of dementia, and then more than 16 million family and friends that provide care. So these numbers are huge. We're not just talking about a small scattering.
And we're talking about providing care basically in their own homes?
You know, it could be their own homes. It could be a caregiver that is providing still that support, you know, to an individual that is living in a facility or a residential care. You know, they're still considered caregivers because they're providing that support and, you know, sometimes care as well, you know, as part of that care team.
Tell me about the longest day.
Yes. So the longest day is held every year on the day with the most light, the summer solstice. So this year it is June 20th. And basically, participants raise critical awareness and funds needed to advance Alzheimer's Association's kind of care and resources and support, as well as research. You know, these are difficult times. This is a very unique experience, especially this year with everything COVID related. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're really seeing you know, an uptick in calls to our 24/7 helpline. You know, kind of information, you know, seeking on our website and that, you know, from caregivers that now are experiencing a different kind of caregiving, where maybe they had people coming in, you know, from other family or friends coming in to provide support, but due to COVID, they aren't able to right now. Or, you know, they're not able to visit necessarily their family members in different facility care, residential care. And so now they're really struggling with that. So the longest day, you know, this year has a really special meaning and importance, because everything is just so different and caregiving looks different. And we are here to help support caregivers.
So what am I doing? I mean, if I like horseback riding, is that what I'm going to do and try to get my friends to pledge a certain amount for every mile I ride, or how does it work?
That's right. Yes. You know, your family and friend networks and Bob Radio listeners can make a donation, and to your team. And basically, you know, we're encouraging families and teams and individuals to just, you know, have fun. Do what you enjoy doing. This year people are biking, they're baking biscotti, they're making masks and matching puppy bandanas so that you can have that kind of collaboration and be united with your pups. You know, different parades, going to nursing homes just to you know, give that sense of community, that sense of love, you know, to those settings. So you can do anything, and people make a donation, you know, to your team to raise that awareness, to raise funds for the association, you know, recognizing that the caregivers are needing support and the Alzheimer's Association is here.
Would they just go to Alzheimer's.org, or how do they get to the, how does it get to Minnesota and North Dakota?
I believe, like you were saying before, that there should be a link on your Bob website.
Yep.
But additionally, the Alzheimer's Association website, yeah.
So ALZ.org.
Yep, ALZ.org, and then /MNND, like the abbreviations for Minnesota and North Dakota.
There, that brings it, that keeps it in home. That's good. I like that.
Yes.
Well, we want to thank you, and we're gonna do a kind of a repeat for those of you that got in on this conversation, perhaps at midpoint in 1 hour. Maybe we can talk you into coming back. Thank you.
I'm happy to come back.
I love it. Thanks for being on thank and you. Helping to raise Alzheimer's awareness on Bob FM. It's Chuck and John in the morning, Friday morning on Bob FM. The summer surprise.
In the summertime.
We're back with the Twins World Series update. The Twins are the world champions, and let's find out what Dan Hertzgard on the go is doing right now. Danny boy?
Well, I've had to actually hide the microphone out here, John Gordon, because there are so many people. If you think half of them are still in the dome, I would say the other half is out here. They are literally dancing in the street when there's room for them. Fans are climbing onto other vehicles, parked vehicles, because every vehicle is a parked vehicle. There are no vehicles moving. Right in front of the WCCO Real Radio van is a mother with her 8-month-old baby. That baby is sound asleep.
We used to listen to you, Hertz, on CCO all the time. Good morning and welcome to Bob FM.
Thank you, Chuck Knapp. It's great to be here.
Now, that was the 87, that was the ALCS championship. Is that what I just heard?
So what we just heard there, Chuck, that was after the 7th game win outside the Metrodome that we were just listening to there. Do you remember the night when, as they came back after winning the ALCS and ready to now go on to the World Series and win it, people in the Twin Cities came to the Metrodome. Over 65,000 fans were there to greet the Twins and the broadcast team, Herb Cardiel, John Gordon, and there was Senior Smoke and Bert Blylevin, Kirby Puckett, you know, all the gang. And I sat in Herb Carneal's chair, and I was proud as I could be, and anchored the coverage of this broadcast, and it was quite a night.
You know, that's when I knew I had to lose my hair. I had made a bet on the air with Donuts that if the Twins went to the World Series, I'd let him shave my head, and he did it on the first base line before game one with Brunansky and Herbeck standing by, and Donuts came in with a horse clipper and clipped me clean.
It kind of and you deserved it, I'm sure.
Thank you very much.
It reminds me of the Carl Pollat, Joe Niekro shoeshine event. Carl Pollat says, if you win this game, I'll go on Nicollet Mall and publicly shine your shoes.
Dan, I know that we just had an interview with the Alzheimer's Association of Minnesota and North Dakota, and that really touches your heart in a very special way. Would you tell us about that?
I will, and I know it touches yours and your wife, Cheryl, bless her heart, and really so many of us. Think of what it would be like if you walked into the room where your father is or your mother, and she looks up at you and she says, who are you? What's all this? What's going on?
Yeah.
And then you explain. And then 30 seconds later, who are you? The heartbreak that you experience, as well as seeing a beautiful, healthy person losing their awareness, their memory, their life. And you watch this happen. I want to fix this problem with research and to help these people who are suffering.
It's so vital, folks, to just go to mybobcountry.com, hit the donate button. Now, tell me about your mom. She was on CCO for years.
Yes, she was. And I know you love Charlie's Cafe Exceptionnel, the big nightclub of the Twin Cities.
Oh.
She was hired to be the lead vocalist in front of the Charlie's Cafe Orchestra. And WCCO Radio Management heard her and hired her. And
wonderful.
So she was on the air all through the 1940s into the early 50s singing the big band tunes every afternoon on WCCO's Dara Aldrich show. And then she would come on at Charlie's to sing in the evening. Mm. And Joyce Lamont of WCCO would often babysit for my brother Dave and I while Mom was at Charlie's Cafe in the evenings. She is at a wonderful, wonderful place in St. Louis Park called the Estates of St. Louis Park in the Alzheimer's unit.
Is Jake available to talk to us from her facility?
Well, I hope so. Jake Hyten. Yep.
You're a caregiver, Jake.
I know.
Well, God bless the caregivers, the 16 million or more.
Oh, yes.
That are caregiving for folks with memory loss, Alzheimer's, dementia. And where are you? Are you in Mrs. Hertzgard's room right now?
Yes, I am sitting with her right now.
Wow.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Mama. I just broke an FCC regulation there, by the way.
Does she have a radio where she can hear her son?
Yep, we have a radio playing in her room right now, too.
That's good. I'll bet it's confusing for her, Chuck and Jake, but I'll bet she can hear our voices and is probably smiling right now.
She's listening.
Well, that's great. And we want to play a song for her as well.
Yep.
But I just want to thank you as a caregiver for all the hard work, all the sacrifice, all of the love that you give everyone that you come in contact with and caregive to and for.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're a remarkable man. Would you tell her that her son is playing an old WCCO standard for her?
I will tell her.
We're going to play Summer Wind by the chairman of the board.
Okay.
Thank you, Jake.
From Hoboken, New Jersey, here he is, folks. Rockin'. And the summer surprise on Bob FM, it's Sinatra.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea, warm summer wind. The summer wind.
Well, she's 100 years old, and they had the radio turned up nice and loud in her facility, and so we hope that Mrs. Hertzgard was able to hear that. Dan, I hope that was good for you to be able to play that for her.
It was wonderful, and this is Dan Hertzgard from the basement studio.
Say hello to Cannon. Yeah.
I was going to say, wasn't Cannon in that studio?
Yeah.
That's right, the basement studio.
Is it? Yeah. Maude Linger's not hanging around down there, is she?
Say hello to Backlash for me. Okay.
Oh, Steve, oh, you are such a rascal, you.
You guys at CCO knew how to do it.
Oh, you knew how to have fun. And Chuck, Rita Brockhoff, nurse manager over at the Estates of St. Louis Park, and the wonderful administrator and leader, Talia Pletcher. These people have such heart, such patience, such dedication, and I am just so moved, and I want to help them.
I hope we just did.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
So I hope we could get some funds for Alzheimer's and find a cure. You know, just go to mybobcountry.com, click on the donate button, and give as much as you possibly can.
Thanks to Dennis Carpenter and Jeff Jones and Chuck Knapp and Bob FM and all the people participating. Knapper, you haven't lost anything in what seems like forever since you've been on Bob FM. I'm glad to hear you back.
It sounds like an old country song by Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, I haven't lost anything but my hair.
Yeah, I haven't lost anything that I don't deserve to lose, I guess. But thank you. And speaking of Dennis Carpenter, he's coming up in the next few minutes right here. Thank you, Hertz.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.